page 112. Lesson 9. Desert Animals. Before you read, can you name some desert areas in India and the world? What do you think lives in such areas? 1. Deserts are the driest places on earth and sometimes go for months or even years without rain. But even the desert animals cannot survive without water or for long periods in the scorching sun, so they have had to find different ways of coping with the harsh conditions. For example, gerbils spend the hottest part of the day in cool underground burrows. And strange insects called darkling beetles are experts at catching drops of moisture on their legs, then lifting them into the air until the drops trickle down into their mouths. Not all deserts are endless seas of rolling sand dunes. Some are rocky or pebby and dotted with small bushes, while others are sprinkled with colorful flowers during the spring. 2. There are more than 2,300 different kinds of snakes around the world, ranging from just 15 centimeters long to more than 11 meters. Most snakes are quite harmless, but there are a few that are so poisonous they can kill a human being with just one bite. Most snakes lay eggs, but there are many which give birth to their young. In the dry, rocky deserts of America lives a rather evil-looking snake with a very bad reputation. Its frightening rattle can be heard as far as 30 meters away, and it can strike with lightning speed. Some new words in page 112 in the box. Scorching. Scorching means very hot. Gerbils means mouse-like desert rodents with long hind legs. Dunes, heaps of sand formed by the wind. Pebby means stony. Page 113.3. But the rattlesnake, or rattler as it is sometimes called, prefers to avoid people if it possibly can. It holds its tail upright and rattles the end whenever it is disturbed in the hope that the intruder will go away. However, if its warnings are ignored and it feels threatened, it will coil ready to bite. But the rattler itself cannot hear the noise its own tail makes. Like most snakes, it hears things through vibrations in the ground. If a person walks nearby, the snake can feel the movement, but if the same person were to shout, it would not hear a thing. Rattlesnakes are very common and widespread animals, living right across the American continent from Canada to Argentina. They feed on a variety of prey, including mice, voles, rats, chipmunks, and many other small animals. Rattlesnakes kill their prey with venom. Like all snakes, they swallow the unfortunate animals whole. Few snakes have to eat more than once a week, and some, such as the larger pythons, can survive for a year or more without eating. Some new words in the box in page 113. Voles, a small plant-eating rodent. Chipmunks, small ground squirrels having light and dark stripes. Page 114. 4. Mongooses like to hunt together, but they always keep a lookout for dangerous predators nearby. Poking their noses into holes, overturning rocks with their paws, and scratching the ground with their sharp claws, banded mongooses are very amusing animals to watch. A common sight in many parts of Africa, they travel in groups of about 20 to forage for beetles, millipedes, and other small creatures. 5. They like to hunt together, keeping in touch whenever they go out of sight behind rocks or bushes by twittering and calling. Always on the lookout for danger, hawks, eagles, and large snakes, they warn one another with a special alarm call if they spot anything suspicious. New words in the box in page 114. Predator, an animal naturally preying on others. Amusing means interesting or enjoyable. Forage means search for food. Page 115. 6. Mongooses are famous for being able to kill snakes without getting hurt themselves. Their reactions are so fast that they can dodge each time the snake strikes. They continually make a nuisance of themselves until, after a while, when the snake gets tired, they quickly dive in for the kill. 7. All the female mongooses have their kitten at about the same time. They are raised by the whole group in a den made inside an old termite mound or hollow log. When most of the adults are out looking for food, one or two males stay behind to stand guard until the others return for the night. 8. Another animal which lives in the desert is the camel. Camels were first domesticated by people many thousands of years ago. In the wild, camels usually live in small groups of up to 30 animals. Camels have long, shaggy winter coats to keep warm and shorter, tidier coats in the summer to keep cool. A thirsty camel can drink as much as 30 gallons of water, that's about 500 full glasses, in just 10 minutes. Normally, however, it gets all the moisture it needs from desert plants and can survive for up to 10 months without drinking any water at all. New word in the box of page 115, dodge, means move quickly to avoid its enemy. Page 116.9. There are two different kinds of camel. One, known as the dromedary, has only a single hump. The other is called a Bactrian camel and has two humps. The humps help the animal to survive in the desert by acting as storage containers. But they don't store water, as many people wrongly believe. They are full of fat. This fat nourishes the camels when food is scarce. If they have nothing to eat for several days, their humps shrink as the fat is used up. There are many other ways in which camels are adapted to desert life. Their mouths are so tough that even the sharp thorn cannot pierce through. Page 117. Working with the text. A. 1. Talk to your partner and say whether the following statements are true or false. 1. No animal can survive without water. 2. Deserts are endless sand dunes. 3. Most snakes are harmless. 4. Snakes cannot hear, but they can feel vibrations through the ground. 5. Camels store water in their humps. 2. Answer the following questions. 1. How do desert animals survive without water? 1. 2. How do mongooses kill snakes? 6. 3. How does the hump of the camels help them to survive when there is no water? 9. B. Read the words or phrases in the box. With your partner, find their meaning in the dictionary. And the words and the phrases are harsh conditions, harmless, survive, intruder, threatened, predators, prey, continually. Fill in the blanks in the following passage with the words mentioned now and the phrases. All animals in forests and deserts struggle to blank, in blank. Though most of the animals are blank. Some are dangerous when blank. If an blank is noticed, they attack or bite to save themselves. They struggle blank for food and water. Some animals are called blank because they... Page 118. Speaking. Look at these sentences. 1. Deserts are the driest places on earth. 2. Gerbils spend the hottest part of the day in cool underground burrows. Now, form pairs. Ask questions using a suitable form of the word in brackets. Try to answer the questions too. Do you know? 1. Which animal is the blank in bracket tall? 2. Which animal runs the blank in bracket fast? 3. Which place on earth is the blank in bracket hot or the blank in bracket cold? 4. Which animal is the blank in bracket large? 5. Which is the blank in bracket tall mountain in the world? 6. Which is the blank in bracket rainy place on earth? 7. Which is the blank in bracket old living animal? Can you add some questions of your own? Thinking about language. A. Look at these sentences. 1. Most snakes are quite harmless, but a few are poisonous. 2. Most snakes lay eggs, but the rattlesnake gives birth to its young. Now write 5 sentences like these using most and the clues below. And the clues here. 1. In bracket 90% of people are honest, in bracket 10% are dishonest. Page 119. 2. In bracket lots of fruit have plenty of sugar, in bracket some citrus fruit are low in sugar. 3. In bracket every soft drink except this one has lot of empty calories. The majority of films are romances, in bracket a few are on other topics. 5. In bracket a majority of people agree that he is a good leader, just a few in bracket disagree. B. Look at these sentences. 1. Animals cannot survive for long without water. 2. So desert animals have to find different ways of coping. The first sentence say what cannot happen or be done. The second tells us what must, therefore, be done. What it is necessary to do. Complete these sentences using cannot and have to, has to. 1. You, blank, reach the island by land or air. You, blank, go by boat. 2. We, blank, see bacteria with our eyes. We, blank, look at them through a microscope. Page 120. 3. He, blank, have a new bicycle now. He, blank, wait till next year. 4. Old people often, blank, hear very well. They, blank, use a hearing aid. 5. Road users, blank, do what they wish. They, blank, follow the traffic rules. 6. She, blank, accept this decision. She, blank, question it. 7. You, blank, believe everything you hear. You, blank, use your own judgment. Writing. Imagine you are journeying through a desert. Write a couple of paragraphs describing what you see and hear.